Inside the Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center, construction has been going on for a number of months in a wing that, in its past life, was the hospital's medical surgical floor.
And we took it right down to the concrete floor and the bare studs, the bare walls, and built this from scratch.
Pat Bradley, Memorial's Director of Communications, is talking about the new Cardiac and Stroke Care Unit, a state-of-the-art section of the hospital for patients recovering from cardiovascular illness and events. Janet Kundel will be the nurse manager of the unit.
We're going to focus our patient population totally, our care, everything on the stroke and cardiac patients.
For Kundel, moving into the new unit is a continuation of the work she's been doing for more than 20 years at Memorial, and it's why she had a strong hand in its design. One floor up in the current home of cardiac and stroke care, the treatment is no doubt up to date, but the appearance and the layout of the unit is far from it. And it's not just cardiac and stroke cases that Kundel's staff deals with.
Right now, we'll get a mixture of everything. You know, they'll fill the beds with anything.
In the new unit, the number of rooms will drop to 23 from the current 30, which will help with the focus on patient care that Kundel mentioned. Several of them will be for high acuity patients, and everyone faces outward, so both patients and staff get exposure to natural light. In the middle of it all, two nurses' stations will serve as the hubs of the floor's activity, with brand new monitoring systems that Bradley is pretty enthusiastic about.
When the electronics and all of the monitoring equipment are installed in here, this area will look like the bridge of the Starship Enterprise.
And that equipment extends right to the patients. Following the trend of putting medical providers closer to the bedside, every room will have its own computer, and staff will have handheld mobile devices to administer medication on the spot. If you take a walk down the new sound-absorbent floors to the end of the hall, you'll find one of the unit's prized features, in-house physical therapy. And like putting providers closer to the bedside, having therapy close by follows another more modern trend, quickly getting patients back to normal after a cardiac event instead of letting it slow down the rest of their lives.
So when we have patients who have suffered a stroke, have undergone a heart attack, or have received a cardiac catheterization procedure, rather than them having to wait until they're discharged from the hospital to begin doing the sorts of things that they need to do to get back on their feet and to resume full mobility, we'll get them started right here while they're a patient on the floor.
And as Kundel explains, it's not going to be your basic physical therapy.
We have equipment that tests their balance, everything like that. We have a bathroom set up, a whole full bathroom with a tub. Teach people how to safely use the bathroom because a lot of insurances do not cover rehab anymore. So we're focusing on that, getting people into a safe program right from the get-go.
Over the past 15 years, the medical center has made great strides. It began with opening the comprehensive cardiac care facility known as the Heart Center of Niagara and integrating it with the hospital's emergency department.
We opened that 11 years ago now. After we had seen the reports that showed that the prevalence and incidence of cardiovascular disease in Niagara County was among the worst of any county in the United States of America. So we knew then that we had to step up our game.
Years later came step two, building Niagara County's first and only cardiac catheterization lab, which opened this past April. The new cardiac stroke care unit is step three. At the cost of $4 million, it completes the hospital's full-circle model of heart care within the space of just two city blocks. That means convenience for patients, their family members knowing what's happening from start to finish, and for the hospital, it's the last new build or rebuild of every inpatient unit they have. With major construction complete and a green light from the State Department of Health, all that's left is some cosmetic work and a ribbon cutting in early January. Patients will start being treated there just days after. And in the meantime, just the prospect of the new space is a morale booster for Kundel and her staff.
Anytime somebody gets stressed out here on the floor of the staff, I take them downstairs. This is what you're going to be at in a month, you know, this is where you're going to be working.
Avery Schneider, WBFO News.